Good afternoon. You're listening to Valley Public Radio. Pianist Barry Douglas has established a major international career since winning the gold medal at the 1986 Tchaikovsky International Piano Competition in Moscow. As Artistic Director of Camerata Ireland, he continues to celebrate his Irish heritage while also maintaining a busy international touring schedule. He's recorded a number of wonderful CDs and has recently embarked on a monumental recording project for the Chandos record label to record the complete works for solo piano of Brahms and Schubert within 5 years. He will perform in Fresno this Sunday afternoon as part of the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series in a concert featuring works by Beethoven, Schubert, and Brahms. Mr. Douglas joins us on the telephone now from Texas. Barry Douglas, welcome to Valley Public Radio.
Thank you, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Tell us, first of all, about this new project that is soon to hit record stores and the internet in just a few weeks. This is the first recording, as what I understand will be a long project in recording the works of Brahms. How did this particular project come about?
Well, first of all, Joe, if you don't mind, I'll correct you that if you would say it was monumental, I would say it was also kind of stupid, because over 5 years, I think I would be a nervous wreck by the end of that. So I don't think I'm going to achieve it over 5 years, but I think I might achieve it over 10 years, because there's a lot of music. But it is something I'm really proud of. I'm so excited that we've got this project with Chandos Records. And it's all the Brahms solo works, and including maybe some of the chamber works and the concertos, the two piano concertos. And the first volume was released last year of the Handel variations and different small pieces early and late. And the second volume, which is coming out beginning of March, is the F minor sonata, which I'm going to perform in Fresno, and also some more late pieces, intermezzos and intermezzi and capriccios, and some amazing gems from the end of his life.
Is it helpful in some way to focus on one composer as part of a large project like this and totally immerse yourself in their work rather than recording a disc of Brahms here and another disc of Schubert or another disc of Rachmaninoff? Is there an advantage to you, for you as an artist, in focusing on just one composer such as Brahms all at one time?
Well, that's an extremely good question. I mean, it's on the one hand, it's important to play what you feel you can bring. You know, if you can bring something unique or something that you really feel strongly about to the performance. And so not everybody plays everything incredibly well. You know, you have your strong bits and your weaker bits. But in terms of this, I wanted to shake it up a little bit and not just play the whole Brahms through playing the blocks of opus numbers. And so it is mixed up. Each disc should be like you would go to a piano recital. It should have a contrasting mix of moods and keys and chronology from the composer's lifetime, early, middle, and late. But I joked earlier with another journalist saying that now with modern technology, of course, in the next 10 years, people will be able to put all the pieces back together again because they'll be able to take the bits of 116 opus, 117 opus, 118, and put them back together. But, I mean, joking apart, it's fascinating to see the similarities and the connections between what he produced when he was such a young man and how he wrote, you know, for the piano at that early age, and what he did right at the end of his life, because those links are there. I mean, they're very, very plain to see. Obviously, it's very different music, very different language, but there's so much in common.
You talked about selecting these pieces as you would program for a recital of one composer's works. What's the thought process that goes into that? Are you looking at trying to juxtapose selections from earlier in Brahms' career, followed by something that you can hear the musical development and the maturation process in something he did maybe 20 years later? How do you approach it from the curatorial aspect, I guess one might say, of selecting works in context from different in different eras?
Well, I mean, you can look at it several different ways. I mean, you can look at it on an intellectual level, where you look for themes which are similar, or the way he uses the pedal or the left hand or a particular technique, and then try and, you know, link those up. But what I did was much more on a kind of emotional level, where it's rather like a conversation. You know, if you have a night out with some friends, somebody starts off and you talk for 5-10 minutes about the weather, and then it goes to politics or whatever. It's that kind of natural toing and froing, where when you go from one piece to the other, there is a kind of a loose connection. There is a feeling that there's a continuity of development in the process, but at the same time, they're contrasted. So I tried to find those little connections, the emotional connections between pieces. And I think it worked pretty well in the first set. And I think it worked pretty well in the second set. Most people were happy with, they thought it was a novel idea and an idea that worked.
If you just joined us on Valley Public Radio today, our guest is pianist Barry Douglas. He is performing in Fresno this Sunday afternoon at Fresno State as part of the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series. For close to 30 years now, Barry Douglas has been a major name in the international world of classical music. Looking back at your career, and your career not only as a performer but also as a recording artist, how would you say that you have changed as an artist in that time?
Difficult for me to say, you know, because I'm in my own skin. But I think things become a little clearer, not any easier, but things become clearer as you go along, and you have experience, and you tend to, I guess, go more towards the real kernel of what a piece is about, or what life is about. I guess, you know, that's what we're all searching for, I guess. When you play a piece of music, somehow it's easier to find out, it's easier to divine what the essence of the piece is. But the difficult thing is, of course, still remains, is how you make that come out so that the audience can actually enjoy it too. So that difficulty never goes away. But it's fascinating. It's a wonderful life to be a performing artist, because it gives you a chance. It's every day is a kind of kaleidoscope of emotion when you're practicing and when you're performing, and it's very satisfying.
Speaking of looking back, take us back to 1986 and the Tchaikovsky competition. What was that like? And looking back at it now, close to 30 years after, what are you left with from that event?
Oh, it was an overwhelming time of my life. I mean, everything changed. It was really, you know, from one day to the next, it was, you know, the world kind of was turned upside down for me, in a good way. It was a chance to, from that moment on, to, you know, have a little more decision-making powers, to have a few more choices on where I wanted to go. I remember the new president of RCA Red Seal, Michael Emerson, you know. It was a funny thing. It's a funny thing to hear said to hear now, but what he said to me at the time, he said, "You will never have to go coach class again." I thought, "Wow, is that what this is about?" But it's not. That's not what counts, really. What counts is the artistic decisions that you make. It's what you do with the repertoire you have. It's what friendships you make, artistic and otherwise, and how you produce something creative from that. And certainly, it with success brings a lot of a lot of challenges, because you must. I mean, you're only as good as your last performance, as they say, and. But you know that yourself. You don't need anybody to tell you that. You just know if you played well or it wasn't so good, and you have to fight that and, you know, say, what am I going to do next time? You know? And so that continues, and those things, those fundamental things, always remain the same.
Our listeners probably notice your Irish heritage with your accent. Tell us about the role that you have now with Camerata Ireland in bringing together musicians from the Republic of Ireland and also Northern Ireland together in this one ensemble creating music. Tell us about that group.
Well, I just wanted to do something I think artists should make, you know, maybe not devastating political statements, but they should state what they believe in, and not in terms of political parties, but in terms of what humanity is about. And there was a great opportunity when the peace process came to Ireland, North and South, And I thought we as musicians should do something too. So I formed the Chamber Orchestra, which at its heart, at its mission, was to nurture new young talent, but also to bring together artists from the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. I mean, my mother was from the south of Ireland, my father's from the north, so I know both parts of Ireland very, very well. And I wanted to say to people, look, let's build on those connections, and let music be a vehicle to, well, literally to create harmony and to build on those connections that are already there. And Camerad Ireland's gone on from strength to strength, has toured all over the world, has been to America several times, and loves coming here. And we've recorded all the Beethoven piano concertos, and we have our festival every summer in Clandeboy, where we train new young artists to come through and either then join the orchestra or play a soloist with the orchestra. So it's a fascinating process of finding talent and helping them and promoting them and making those connections and those networking opportunities for them.
Going back to the concert coming up in Fresno, California this Sunday afternoon, you'll be performing works by Beethoven, Schubert, and Brahms. We touched on it very briefly at the beginning of our interview. Tell us a little more about what you'll be performing and maybe your thoughts briefly on those pieces.
Well, in the second part of the concert is the Brahms F minor sonata. It's one of the towering pieces of Brahms. It's almost like a mini symphony. It is like a symphony. It's a huge thing. Fantastic five movements. It's really very, it's epic. And it's written right at the beginning of his life, in his early 20s. Before the intermission, I'm playing a very short work by Beethoven, which is a late piece, but it doesn't sound like that. It's a fun piece, but full of character, full of love, full of sincerity, in G major. And then the Schubert Wanderer Fantasy, which was groundbreaking at the time because it was a piece in one movement, although it has four distinct sections. All of the sections are linked. It's a huge sonata form which had never been done before. I mean, he was incredibly revolutionary, Schubert, and he doesn't get his due often enough to the right level for what he did. He certainly inspired Liszt, who took it even further, and then, of course, inspired all the late Romantics.
It should be a wonderful concert. We're looking forward to it indeed. Pianist Barry Douglas joining us on the phone now. Barry, before you go, you are on a North American tour right now, I imagine in support of the new release that's due to be released early in March. What else is on your schedule? You're in Texas right now. You'll be in Fresno on Sunday. Tell us a little more about your current plans.
Yeah, then I join the Russian National Orchestra on their U.S. tour. We do some concerts at Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff together. And then there's actually another record release which is happening now, which is the Penderecki Piano Concerto, which will be conducted by Anthony Witt, that's coming out with Warsaw Philharmonic on Naxos at the end of March. So I'm very excited about that because I've been a great friend of Penderecki for many years. And this piano concerto was written, in a sense, as a response to 9/11, and it's called the Resurrection Concerto. So it's a fascinating piece with choirs and church bells and three trumpets, solo trumpets at the end. And it's a huge, huge canvas, great piece of music. I'm very proud of it.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to that and much more. Pianist Barry Douglas joins us today. He's performing in Fresno Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Fresno State's Concert Hall for the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series. Barry Douglas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You're listening to Valley Public Radio.